As I was thinking about this gospel, the line, of course, you will find rest for yourselves, immediately brought up the idea of retirement. The idea that you work and you have burdens, you carry those burdens, but you're always looking forward to the day that you can retire to rest from the burdens. When I was young, first out of high school, I went to work for a man doing sod work, landscaping. We actually did quite a bit of work in this area. And within a couple years, I decided, and he offered, to buy a couple of his contracts from him. So I was maybe 19 or 20 when I started to work for myself. And I had it in mind that I would be able to retire, if I did this right, I'd be able to retire at 35. When you're young, you can think that way. You know, I'm going to work hard, work smart, build a little business, and 35, I should be set. I should be all right to retire. Now, it's just coincidence that I was ordained at the age of 36. Yeah, so that wasn't part of the retirement plan, although it kind of worked out that way. But we can ask ourselves continually, what are we working towards? What are we looking forward to? And of course, society, which deals on the level of the flesh, the very things that Paul talks about in our second reading, society deals on the level of the flesh and says, if you do such and such and provide for yourself in this way, then you will get to rest from your burdens at a certain point, walk along the seashore, have a nice cottage either in the north or in the south, and enjoy those golden years, whatever those are. Of course, it always shows people in very good health, a nice dog running down the beach with them as they throw a stick into the water, all of that. That comes with retirement. So are you going to retire like that? What do you think your retirement's going to look like, or what does it already look like? And is that what the Lord's even talking about? Well, we might suspect it's not. When the Lord says that you will find rest for yourselves, and this yoke that we're to take on is easy and the burden light, what actually is he pointing towards? What is the Lord actually indicating that we're going to find easy and not so burdensome? Most of you might experience your Christian faith, in contrast to this, as something of a burden. There are expectations. There's the church trying to teach and trying to tell us what we should believe, how we should be formed. There's this idea, of course, that God is present with us every day and all the time, but therefore God is also watching. And so there's a burden that comes, a yoke that comes with being baptized, with being in the faith. There's the burden of coming to Mass every Sunday. And if you miss, it's a sin. I remember teaching high school CCD. I was in my early 20s. They needed a teacher. I was teaching juniors. And we were talking about the sixth commandment. But we were also talking about you are responsible for what you know. The more you know, the more you're responsible for. And when we reached this thing about relations prior to marriage, and then I told them, now that I've told you, you're responsible for that, and therefore you cannot, they threw up their hands and were like, why did you tell us? As if they didn't know, and I'm sure they did, but they were acting as if somehow it hadn't been explicitly detailed to them, and now it had. And now they were responsible for that. So the Christian faith certainly comes with a yoke. It comes with a responsibility that we carry with us day in and day out, and our conscience continually can weigh on us. Of course, Jesus says that burden is light, and it's only light if it's lived in love. So to the extent that the faith weighs heavily on us, to that very same extent, but in the opposite direction, our love is small. Our love for the Lord, our love for our neighbor, our love for the faith. To the extent that that is small or weak, the burden of the faith is great and heavy. But when Jesus says, you will find rest, what he's pointing towards is that if you accept the yoke of the faith, and if you live it well in love, then you will always know, you will always find, you will always have meaning. You will know what it means to live a meaningful life at every point of your life. In the midst of a marriage that is good, you will know what it means to have a meaning that is centered in Christ. In the midst of a marriage that is more problematic, you will still know what it means and why you're there and what your mission is and how it is significant that you carry that cross. At every stage in our life, whether you are young and in high school or whether you are in your golden years and enjoying retirement, rest is found for the human person. Tranquility, contentment, but also zest for life is found in being significant, in knowing that my time has true meaning. And that is a precious, precious commodity that people run around all the time trying to establish, trying to find, what's my identity, who am I now, the kids have moved out, I'm retired, what's our relationship like? All those things, and they're very real and very human. But all of those things take on significance when lived in Christ, when lived in God. And so as we come here today to receive what the Lord offers us, both in word and sacrament, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Be meek of heart in living the faith. Receive it as the blessing that it is and not as the burden. Learn from Christ, who does the will of the Father. Seek your identity, seek your mission, seek the meaning of your life where it is now in Christ. If we do that, then the yoke is in fact easy, and the burden is no burden at all, but the most tremendous blessing that the Lord can give us, the peace that comes only from Christ.